Saha Francis is a member of Adamir, a Palestinian NGO which provides legal assistance to Palestinian and Arab prisoners, investigates torture cases, attempts to intervene in Israeli military courts, and organizes public campaigns in certain cases, such as the case of Manal Ghanim, a woman who received a 52-month sentence and gave birth while in prison. Ms. Francis said that Israel failed to honor the Oslo Accord, and 1,500 prisoners were never released. Since 2000, the number has grown to 7,500.
What's the status of these prisoners from the point of the international law? We have two systems, one civil system for the Israelis and for the Israelis Palestinians, and the military system for the people under the occupation. And Israel treat these people as terrorists, as criminals, for everything. Israel denied the right of the people to resist the occupation, especially according to the Fourth Geneva Convention that we believe that applies to the Palestinian conflict. All the attacks toward civilians, like the house demolitions, the assassinations, the land confiscations, and building this wall are forbidden according to the Fourth Geneva Convention, and Israel is violating this convention, and nobody in the international community can force Israel to fulfill its duty as an occupying country toward the occupied people in the West Bank and Gaza.
Ms. Francis said that since the beginning of the occupation in 1967, 40% of Palestinian males have been arrested. While forced confessions and trumped-up charges are routinely practiced, Israeli military courts, sometimes staffed with settlers, use secret evidence to justify long or open-ended administrative detention. Children above 16 are treated as adults, and few detainees ever receive family visits. Lawyers are searched, often do not have access to their clients, and evidence is secret. Mr. Akram Al-Ayassa started as a Palestinian student organizer in the 1970s. Since then, he was sent to jail or prisoner camp 7 times.
What is your purpose in coming to the United States?
To tell about my own experience, how Palestinians suffer inside the prison.
What type of work do you think is effective in helping Palestinians?
I think to force Israel to be committed to the UN resolutions and to the Geneva Conventions and to be mentioned in different medias. The human rights organization in the United States, for example, could help the Palestinians very much in this direction.
When you're coming back, will you continue to take the same risk that you have taken for the past 25 years?
I believe that a Palestinian, when he stay at home in his country, this is the best way that he could do for his cause. Keeping looking for his freedom, keeping looking for his rights. At least this is what I'm doing myself as a person these days.
And what do you think of the struggle of young people now in Palestine and how they grew up under the occupation?
I believe that usually when you are young, you are willing to struggle more than when you're grown up.
Do you see any change soon in the situation?
At least from the Palestinian side, there is quite a lot of changes. But I didn't feel that the Israeli side willing to do changes. They keep building settlements even when the Palestinians saw something different.
The North American speaking tour of Palestinian ex-political prisoners continues at 7:30 this evening at Rutgers University, then on for a month to D.C., Detroit, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, and various Canadian cities. For more information on how to help Palestinian prisoners, go to the World Wide Web at adamir.org. That's adamir.org. For WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynne.